This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Bureau of Land Management has banned the use of M44 cyanide bombs on land that it administers throughout the country for a minimum of 5 years. Cyanide poison bombs are used by federal and state agencies to kill wildlife that prey on livestock, though they've also killed thousands of non-targeted wild animals and hundreds of domestic dogs. The cyanide bombs are primarily employed by Fish and Wildlife Services, a federal agency that controls, often lethally, animals that are deemed a threat to livestock, a nuisance to people, or a carrier of diseases. Some state agencies, including the Montana Department of Agriculture, also are authorized by the U.S. EPA to set M44 cyanide bombs, which are baited and pressure-activated devices that shoot a cloud of sodium cyanide into the air with the goal of killing the animal that triggered it within 5 minutes. Target animals include coyotes, wild dogs, and red and gray foxes, but M44s have also killed more than 20 non-target species, including possums, skunks, raccoons, and kit foxes. The ban on the cyanide bombs prohibits wildlife services from using M44s on any BLM-administered lands through September 2028. BLM Director and former Montana Department of Environmental Quality Director Tracy Stone Manning and Wildlife Services Deputy Director Janet Bucknell signed the agreement November 15th. The BLM says that less than 1% of the M44s that Wildlife Services set last year were on BLM-managed land. BLM's decision to outlaw the use of M44s on the 245 million acres of land it manages came after years of lobbying by both conservation groups and individuals who unwittingly triggered the devices and required medical care or who experienced long-term health consequences as a result. They've been entirely banned or limited in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and California. M44 cyanide devices have been implicated in several incidents, including one in Idaho in 2017 when a family dog was killed and a child was injured after accidentally triggering a device placed on public land 400 feet from their home. In another incident, a recreationist triggered an M44 cyanide poison device while recreating on BLM-managed public land, resulting in long-term injury and ongoing health problems. In 2022, Wildlife Services used M44s to kill 188 coyotes and 5 red foxes in Montana, and the Montana Department of Agriculture reported that M44 cyanide bombs killed 806 coyotes, 134 foxes, and 13 non-target animals that same year. The Montana Supreme Court has sided with the backers of a top-four primary election ballot initiative, overruling Montana's Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson. The court determined that the proposed ballot initiative to overhaul the state's elections does not violate the Montana Constitution. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson had moved to block from the ballot in 2024 the citizen initiative that would create top-four primary elections in the state. In the court's unanimous ruling, Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote that the Attorney General erred in determining that the initiative violated the Montana Constitution's prohibition on log rolling, or bundling multiple unrelated amendments into a single measure for voters to approve. The court ordered Knutson to refer the initiative to Montana's top election administrator, the Secretary of State. Former State Representative Frank Garner, Republican of Kalispell, a member of the committee backing the initiative, said, "I am thrilled to see the Supreme Court put Montanans back in charge of their election system. Ballot Initiative 12 would, for most offices, replace Montana's current system of partisan primary elections with an open primary in which the four candidates with the most votes advance to the general election, regardless of political party." Representatives from the Initiative Committee, Montanans for Election Reform, say the proposal, along with another that the group is bringing that would require candidates to receive a majority of the vote to win an election, would create a more responsive and less polarized government. The system that the group envisions would resemble the one that was recently adopted in Alaska, which combines a top-four primary with an instant runoff election, more often called ranked choice voting. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.